It's championship weekend in North Coast Section Baseball and Softball, and two local teams will be involved. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on all of this week's NCS playoff action in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including news of a local athlete who was crowned a state champion, who will be representing the HDNL at this weekend's track and field state championships, which athletes have been included on the inaugural HDN All Sportsmanship team, why it was a very successful spring for the McKinleyville Panthers, and why this weekend really does mark the beginning of the summer sports season. But first up, two local teams will play for a North Coast Section Championship this weekend. In baseball, the Arcata Tigers will play Kennedy High School in the Division 5 decider, while in softball, Willits will face off against St. Vincent de Paul in the Division 6 championship game. The Tigers took care of business in their semi-final against St. Bernard's, winning 5-2 at Arcata High School on Tuesday evening. The number 2 seeded Tigers will host the championship game on Friday night as they look to secure a fourth section crown in the past 8 NCS postseasons. Under the guidance of longtime head coach Troy Gazzetti, the Arcata boys previously won NCS titles in 2016, 2019, and 2023. There were no playoffs held in 2020 or 2021 because of the pandemic. The Willits girls also will play for a section championship in softball after beating top seed Kelseyville 7-5 in their semi-final on Tuesday. The Wolverines will be playing for some history, having never won a section title in the sport before. In other NCS games this week, the McKinleyville Panthers lost a well-played and competitive semi-final in the Division 5 softball tournament, falling 2-1 to Miramonte on Wednesday. It was the Matadors' second win over an HDNL team in 4 days. They also ended the South Fork Cubs season with a 7-2 win in Saturday's quarterfinal. However, it was a memorable season for the Cubs despite the loss, as they clinched a first Little Four championship in 35 years, and with most of the players on a very young roster due back next spring, they should only get better. Also in softball action last Friday, Big 5 champion Del Norte lost 7-4 to Freedom in Division 3, Ferndale fell 7-2 at Kelseyville in Division 6, and the McKinleyville Panthers won their quarterfinal against Clear Lake 10-0. The following day, Hoopa lost 3-2 at St. Vincent de Paul in the Division 6 bracket. In local college baseball news, former Eureka Logger Jackson Jaconi won a California JUCO State Championship with Mount San Antonio College on Monday. The Mounties capped 3 dominating days in the state tournament with an 8-5 win over West Valley in 13 innings in the final. Jaconi, who scored the winning run, finished 3-5 in the championship game. In local high school track and field, Arcata junior Skylar Collenberg qualified for this weekend's state championships in Clovis after placing third at last weekend's NCS Meet of Champions in the boys' shot put. The Tiger's standout broke his own school record by more than 2.5 feet with a throw of 55 feet, 6.25 inches. Several other local athletes also made the trip to the Bay Area for the prestigious Meet of Champions, including Del Norte Jr. and HDNL record holder in the boys' 100 metres, Deacon Hanks. Hanks, who had beaten his own league record on each of the previous 2 weekends, placed 8th at the Meet of Champions, crossing the finish line in a time of 11.02 seconds. Hanks' league record time is 10.57 seconds. In other local sports news this week, the HDNL released its inaugural all-sportsmanship team, which is the brainchild of the league's Student Athlete Advisory Council and is made up of one student athlete from each of the 10 participating schools. According to the council's guidelines, the emphasis for the all-sportsmanship team is on recognizing individuals who embody the spirit of good sportsmanship and demonstrate leadership qualities rather than solely focusing on athletic ability. The honorees were selected by the individual schools. The all-sportsmanship team included Arcata's Lillian Cunningham, Del Norte's Tacinte Steinruck, Eureka's Ryder Mitchell, Ferndale's Eaton Weitzel, Fortuna's Myra Hayes, Hoopa's Lyle McKinnon, McKinleyville's Joseph Forbes Capiello, North Coast Prep's Joey Hodge, South Fork's Wesley Way, and St. Bernard's Natalie McLaughlin. Elsewhere in local sports this week, Arcata senior Malia Jackson announced she will continue her playing career in two sports at College of the Redwoods. Jackson will compete in basketball and track and field for the local community college after a very successful high school career. The starting guard was an all-league selection in basketball and played a big role in helping to lead the Tigers to a Big Five championship this past winter. She also was a part of the Arcata team that made it all the way to the NorCal Division IV championship game in her junior year. She is also a two-time league champion in the girls' pole vault in track and field. Several McKinleyville Panthers also have announced recently that they will continue their playing careers in college, including senior Nick Marr, who this week committed to play basketball for Hartnell College. Other McKinleyville student athletes who recently committed to college teams include Riley Colart, who will play soccer at Lake Tahoe Community College, Joe Gatlin, who will play football at Mount Mercy University in Iowa, Jackson Kelly, who will play baseball at Shoreline Community College in Washington, Stephen Graves and Jackson Nigerian, who will both play football at College of the Redwoods, Tatum Fisher, who will play basketball at George Fox University, Jake Gardner, who will compete in golf at Simpson University, and Gabby Watson, who will play basketball at Clark University in Massachusetts. And closing out this week, it's a sure sign the summer sports season is upon us when the Humboldt Crabs take the field. The local club will kick off the 2025 season when they open a three-game weekend series against the Novato Knicks at the Arcata Ballpark on Friday night. They also have games scheduled against the Knicks on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon before hosting the Humboldt Eagles on Wednesday night. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.